It's the first week of December, and the Coast Guard icebreaker Mackinac has just docked at Chicago's historic Navy Pier. Today, the Mackinac is carrying a special cargo from northern Michigan. Piled on board are stacks of fresh-cut Christmas trees that will be given to needy families.
For a lot of kids here in Chicago, they come down in the morning to an empty apartment. That's not right. Kids should not be deprived of the spirit of Christmas. So we can bring trees to 1,000 families every year. It's a wonderful thing.
It's cold and rainy, but that doesn't stop the excited children from clamoring aboard as volunteers help the crew decorate the Mackinac for the festive occasion. Meanwhile, hundreds of evergreens are loaded into trucks for delivery. By evening, the families have carried off their trees, ready to begin their holiday festivities. As night falls, the pier grows quiet. But the lights aboard the Mackinac can still be seen shining against the night sky. This annual event was inspired by a Lake Michigan tradition that began more than 100 years ago. It was in the era of the tall ships when a man named Herman Schunemann began sailing a schooner laden with fresh-cut pine trees from northern Michigan to downtown Chicago. His vessel was known throughout the region as the Christmas Tree Ship. There were other mariners who transported Christmas trees from the far shores of the Great Lakes to Chicago. But with the help of his wife Barbara and daughters Elsie, Pearl, and Hazel, Captain Schunemann became the best known and most beloved.
Although he sold trees, he gave many of the trees away free to poor families, orphanages, to anyone who may not have been able to afford one. The very idea of Christmas and the spirit of giving was ingrained in this family.
Over the last century, the story of Captain Schunemann and his Christmas tree ship has become legend. But for Chicagoans in the early 1900s, he was a very real part of their holiday festivities.
It's been said Christmas didn't begin in Chicago until Captain Schunemann docked up at the Clark Street Bridge.
Herman Schunemann chose the Clark Street Bridge as the site for selling his trees, because it was right at the edge of the downtown where the shopping district was in Chicago. He usually arrived on Thanksgiving Day, and there the Christmas tree ship would come in with a couple of Christmas trees tied up to the masts. There would often be a large number of people there gathered to greet the vessel.
Once docked on the Chicago River, the jovial Sea Dog and his crew decorated the tall ship with lights, garlands, and wreaths. Next, the captain hung a sign proclaiming the schooner open for business as he personally greeted his eager customers.
It was easy to spot Captain Schunemann. He usually wore a leather-billed cap, and he always had a pea coat on, the traditional garb of the sailor in winter.
He was well-known and a very gregarious kind of fellow. His face is very round and his cheeks are full. He has a big bushy mustache, and to me there's a definite twinkle in his eye.
Come on, step right up. Very good.
For a young boy, stepping aboard, the ship itself must have been an adventure.
It was 1911 when just such a boy went with his father to buy a Christmas tree from Captain Schunemann. Philip Sander had never seen the Christmas tree ship before, and the five-year-old was about to have the adventure of a lifetime.
As we walked to the ship, the air was just permeated with the smell of evergreens. When we arrived at the dock, it was decorated from mast to riggings with Christmas trees. And of course, there were thousands of trees laid out on the dock.
Can't imagine that it didn't make the young ones' hearts soar just to even be able to step aboard and